from the news on your face, and some foreign candle burning in your eyes.
Hello, you're listening to WMFO, and this is Word of the Day, and this is Island in the Sun. That was Island in the Sun by Weezer, and you're listening to Word of the Day. I'm Charlie.
I'm Zach.
And Chris cannot be with us today because he was asleep. Last we checked.
Yeah. Well, he woke up for a small amount of time to say, I don't want to come in today. Anyway.
Yeah.
The word of the day is sun.
Sun. According to Wikipedia, the sun is the star at the center of the solar system and is by far the most important source of energy for life on Earth, other than your mom.
Oh!
Heyo. Your mom jokes at 7 in the morning.
Chris.
What a great day.
I've got a sentence.
I'm not even letting you say it.
Fine.
The sun is a big star.
That's a lot worse than my sentence.
No, I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care.
Sure.
I really don't care.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
I don't care about your sentence either, actually. Your sentence is actually...
That's fine. I wanted to give an example.
Sure. I mean, that worked.
The sun is a big star. If you need...
Star is for another day, though. Star is for another day. Yeah. It's a lot less fun without Chris here. Let's play
some more music.
Yeah, let's do that.
Mm-hmm. This is Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Yay!
No, you could have just... Well, you could have just let that play, but that was almost Walking on the Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves because my computer bugged out or I hit something.
I was going to let that play, and then it lasted just a little too long.
What does that even mean? The song's 4 minutes long.
Well, you know, but it lasted like if you had corrected it like immediately, I would have like let it slide, but like there was like a solid 3 seconds with that.
It could have just jumped over and then we could have explained it after, because no one's going to object to listening to Katrina and the Waves' song Walking on the Sunshine, which was a great hit.
That's true. And now they'll hear it twice.
No, they won't. They'll hear it like one and an eighth one, time.
Yeah, they'll hear the intro twice.
Yeah, which is
although
fine.
They didn't get to the da, da 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 da, you know, which is kind of a shame.
And that, well, you can say it's a shame, but it's completely your fault.
I disagree, because you would have changed it anyway.
No, I was not going to change it.
You were right on the verge of changing it.
No, I promise you I was not going to change that.
Let's play more music.
This is Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles, for real.
It's all right, little darling.
Was Cream with Sunshine of Your Love off of the album Disraeli Gears, and
amazing album.
Yeah, so I got a sunburn last Saturday.
I have a feeling you're prone to that.
No, but this is weird. That never happens to me in that quickly, in that little sun. Because if you remember Saturday, it was overcast for most of the day. I was outside for about 2 hours before I put a jacket on. So, in that 2 hours of, like, slight sun, I managed to get a sunburn on both of my arms and on my nose.
Must have been a bad day for UV.
It's one of those days that's a testament to, oh, wow, I am so white because everyone else is, like, fine and happy and staying indoors and I'm outside. And I got a sunburn.
That is pretty white.
And it's a pretty defined sunburn. It's not like a little patchy thing. It's like... I thought it was a rash. You remember that. That was actually a sunburn.
Oh, that was a sunburn?
Yeah, that was not a rash. That was a... I figured out that was so a sunburn.
Strange.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, probably better to have a sunburn than a rash.
Yeah,
but...
no, that's true. But I can deal with dry skin easier than I can a sunburn based on what I have in my dorm room.
The eczema emergency kit.
Yeah. It's not even an emergency kit.
Yeah. Emergency is a bit of an exaggeration.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sunburns. I've gotten... I think 2 sunburns in my life.
Really? Why? Do you just not do anything?
Yeah, well, if I've not done anything, I would get, like, a sunburn. And that's, like, in really... One time, it was when I was a kid. I don't even remember how I got it, but I had this really bad sunburn on my ears, like, to the point where it was, like the skin was, like, getting, like, welts on it.
So are you just never outside?
No, I'm outside. I'm just also Mediterranean. Yeah. So, and then
it's
the last time.
Just a weird way to put it.
Yeah. Like, the last time it was, last year, and it's because I was like on the beach for like a few hours and sunblock had washed off and it was like extremely sunny. That's pretty much the only time I can really get a sunburn.
That's one of my pet peeves, actually, just because you raise the thing of saying, like, I'm so-and-so, because you're not. You're not
Thanks.
Mediterranean. No, that's true. No offense, men.
I'm of Mediterranean descent.
Yeah, you are of that descent, but that does not make you Mediterranean. You're not in any direct way from Italy. You're based on descent, but you are not actively...
That's true, but you could also say that about, like, someone saying, I'm African-American.
No, you can't.
Why?
Because that implies... That's based on descent. That's something that... Descent is implied...
Yeah, but colloquially saying I'm Mediterranean would be... I could also say I'm Italian-American.
Yeah, that would be fine. Although it's still pushing it, I think. I'm just not a fan in general. I think that's different than African-American. African-American is like, it's because it defines you more. Because you would say I'm African-American or black rather than just being. I guess that's why African-American has kind of gone out of necessarily being the label to use.
Has it?
Yeah, it's black.
That's interesting.
No, it's because not every black person is African American.
That's true.
So if you make a blanket statement that someone's African American, you could just be wrong and they could not be.
Yeah.
They could not identify as specifically African American.
My mom just texted me with the single word sunblock.
Yeah.
And I'm not really sure what that's supposed to mean.
It was like 40 degrees. I'm not going to think of using sunblock.
I don't think that was in regards to you. Something tells me that was in regards to me, but I don't know why. Or she wants us to plug sunblock.
And I use sunblock all the time. I still get sunburns.
Yeah, me too. If it's like really sunny, I use sunblock. Or if like I'm at the beach, I use sunblock.
You can still get sunburns even if you use sunblock. It doesn't always work.
Yeah. Especially it has a really, really low, like time amount of time that it works for. And if you're swimming,
they're waterproof. The swimming is no issue. Yeah. Why would they make sunburn and not have it be, at this point, sunblock. Waterproof? It would be kind of just stupid.
I mean, I feel like it
can be sunscreen. Sunscreen is a valid word for it.
No, you said sunburn
instead of
sunblock.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Oh no, sunscreen's valid.
Yeah.
All right, what's up next?
Up next is, let's see, what do I want to play?
That's a good question.
Up next is Walking on the Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves.
Yay.
Time number two.
Wait. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. This time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone. Ain't no sunshine if she's gone. And this house just ain't no good. Anytime she goes away. It's not warm when she's away. She's gone. She's gone.
That was Ain't No Sunshine. Lido remix by Bill Withers. That was an interesting remix of that song. Kind of getting some techno in to mix with Bill Withers, who you wouldn't necessarily associate with that type of music. But
but it definitely works. It kind of creates that song, dreamy atmosphere.
That song may be called Ain't No Sunshine, but it wasn't half bad.
Oh.
Yeah, you're welcome for that.
Yeah, I dig that.
Yeah. So what do you want to talk about?
Something about the sun.
Yeah, you made this playlist. You really didn't think this through.
Sunlight. I mean, well, most of our words are things that we can't really talk about. Remember the It playlist?
Yeah, but we talked about it.
That's true. We talked about It, yeah. Sun. Stars. I mean, we can always talk about space.
No.
Okay. I assumed that was going to be the answer.
Yeah, I'm not talking about
favorite,
space right now.
Favorite sunny day activities.
Sometimes I go out with my fellows.
Yes.
And I play some croquet on the lawn.
Yes. Indeed. Sometimes I take my hounds out to go hunting. That's a fun
You're a horrible person that's activity. Horrible towards animals.
Oh no. We hunt vegetables.
How does that work?
So we go out into a field, me and my hounds. And then I give them a little vegetable to smell, and then they start running after it. It's kind of like truffle hunting, but instead of truffles, we do it with vegetables.
And the dogs can do that?
Yes, because they can smell them. Dogs have good noses, Charlie.
Yeah, they do, but I don't know if they're apt at smelling vegetables and then going after the vegetables unless they're a bloodhound. Bloodhounds are pretty much the only dog that has that good a sense of smell.
Well, I did say they're my hounds. Well, what are the dogs that hunt truffles? Or are those pigs that hunt truffles?
Yeah, those are pigs.
They're pigs, yeah. Well, what if I told you that my hounds are half pig, half bloodhound? then you would probably say, that's impossible.
I'd say that's stupid.
Or stupid.
Which implies the same thing, I wouldn't plus say it's, a little more.
I wouldn't say it's stupid, because if we could do that, someone would probably do it. You know, it would be a good idea.
No, it wouldn't. What would be the point of it?
To get the best smelling animal you possibly could.
But they smell different things.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a range of scents.
Yeah, but you're just going to want a pig for truffling, and you're just going to want a bloodhound for hunting man.
Well, yeah, but now... But now you can have one that does both.
That seems a little excessive. You want to separate your powers there.
Separate my powers for smelling things?
You want to have one thing do one thing, and another thing do the other thing, not one thing just do it all. That's why there's the Seinfeld episode, remember?
I'm not familiar with
this episode. Well, someone near them opens a cafe that does all the food of the world. It doesn't have just one style.
Not good.
And because... No. And they go in the end, and it's really, really good. But no one goes because they think, oh, you can't do all of those styles well. But this guy does. But because he's marketed it as such a broad thing, no one wants to go because it's the idea of jack of all trades, master of none.
So, point of that episode being... that it's possible, and it's a good thing, but people just inherently won't like it.
The point is, it's possible, and it's a bad thing to do.
But it has good results in the end.
Not most of the time, just in very
cases.
But in
that specific... But it's possible.
Also, don't make mutants. That'd be weird. Don't mutate animals.
I mean, yeah, I'm not suggesting crossbreeding these things. Although we do it all the time with mules, but, you know.
It's not necessarily the same.
Horses and donkeys, I mean, that's true. They can actually, you know, exist once. Huh.
Yeah.
Strange.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
It's just a bastardization of animals, and it shouldn't be done.
Yeah.
We're a PETA-friendly program.
When the robots take over, we are all in a terrible situation.
You and your robots.
Yep. I once argued for robot marriage in high school.
Really?
I won the debate.
Under what context?
We were just having a fake debate, and we needed a silly subject to debate, so I debated robot marriage.
What were your points in favor of robot marriage?
I don't even remember. But it wasn't robot marriage specifically, it was artificial intelligence marriage.
You can't just open it by saying robot marriage and then be like, oh, actually.
Well, no, but since it was like a silly thing, I just always declared it as robot marriage, but it was specifically artificial intelligence marriage. And I won.
Fair enough.
Let's
play another song. This is going to be Sweet Sun by Milky Chance.
Hurrah!
Look at you, I am attracted to you, like the sun to the moon that I've been sweeping when I touch your skin. Take your soul into the wide open space and leave the restricted area so that you can see how we explode like the lights of the dark, and how we glow like it will never be the truth of our minds that we forget. So let me tell you what I know, if I can, you know I try. I never want to leave the bubble we've made, we'll recreate. You're my baby. Exponential assembly, I never thought that some training can stun your mind and behave. But you forgot the joy you breathed and all the times that we made. We were the pink rose soldiers of the century of blissful. We were 1969, we were Jimmy and Janice. We are the prophets of ourselves, we choose the way of dimension. We are caught up in the amount of the frenetic love tension. You're my baby, I wanna lay you down.
Council Assembly. I never thought that some trade would stand your mind and behave him. That you forgot the joy you breathed in all the times when we made it. We were the pink rose soldiers of the century of blissful. We were 1969, we were Jimmy and Janice. We are the prophets of ourselves, we choose the way of dimension. We are caught up in the amount of the frenetic love tension.
That was Milky Chance with Sweet Son off of their album Sad Necessary, which is like unnecessary but sad.
Charlie, I think you have a message for us. Is that true?
Yeah. The Museum of Science presents National Parks Adventure. Take the ultimate cinematic off-rail trip into the nation's awe-inspiring great outdoors and untamed wilderness with the IMAX film National Parks Adventure at the Museum of Science. Spectacularly wild and beautiful places like Yosemite, Yellowstone, the Everglades, the Redwoods, Arches, and Canyonlands are illuminated as never before with immersive giant screen cinematography, revealing a tapestry of natural wonders that will inspire the adventurer in us all. For tickets and more information about the National Parks Adventure, IMAX film, and other programs and exhibits, visit the Museum of Science website at mos.org. That's mos.org. And by org, I mean O-R-G. Or call 617-723-2500. That number again is 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. Don't steal my PSA.
I was trying to harmonize.
And for the record, I'm pretty sure it's not pronounced Yosemite. It's pronounced Yosemite.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. It's a very Jewish park.
Yeah. You know what has a lot of sun? Yosemite Park.
And the Arctic Monkeys, from whatever people say I am, I'm not.
Great song.
With their song, When the Sun Goes Down.
Average song. Great song.
I said, who's that girl there? I wonder what went wrong so that she had to roam the streets. She don't do major credit cards. I doubt she does receipts. It's all not quite legitimate. And what a scummy man. Just give him half a chance, I bet he'll rob you if he can. Can see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a driving ban amongst some other offences. And I've seen him with girls of the night, and he told Roxanne to put on her red light. They're all infected, but he'll be alright, 'cause he's a scumbag, don't you know? I said he's a scumbag, don't you know? More than likely, I've got a feeling in my stomach. I start to wonder.
me, man. Just give him half a chance, I bet he'll rob you if he can. And see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a nasty plan. I hope you're not involved at all.
And welcome back. That was
When the Sun Goes Down by the Arctic Monkeys, off of Whatever People Say I Am.
I'm not.
Which is a great album.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I like the Arctic Monkeys.
I like earlier Arctic Monkeys. I'm not a huge fan of the AM album. I just think it got away from the vibe that I liked so much that got me into them as a band.
AM's very different. I'd say Suck It and See is probably my favorite of their albums.
Oh, what's the name of it? The one with the... I like the one with Fluorescent Adolescent on it.
That's Your Favorite Worst Nightmare. That's a good album.
I really like Your Favorite
Worst Nightmare. Yeah, I mean, I like the majority of what they put out. I like AM. I saw them on the AM tour. It was a fun time. It's very good winter music. It's very good, sad music.
The way I
music.
State what I think happened to them with AM is they got too mainstream and kind of tried to push into indie pop. Merge it with their sound.
I think they tried to merge into indie pop, and that's why they got too big. Because they didn't really hit huge success in the States until AM.
At the same time, that kind of devalued the original stuff. I don't know. Facebook notification: celebrate your upcoming birthday with friends by creating an event. Thanks, Facebook. I'll definitely do that because everyone will think I'm cool.
Yep. Pretty much.
Well, no, like, seriously, imagine imagine me making a Facebook event. It's like Charlie's birthday, May 12th. Can you come?
You all like, suck.
Charlie's birthday party at Austining Pizzeria.
Oh my God, Zuckerberg. Why do you think that's a good idea?
Like, what? It's like going mini golfing for Charlie's birthday. Charlie's 19th birthday. Let's go play some mini golf.
I just want to say that did not come up for my birthday.
That's because Facebook knows that you have no friends.
I mean, that's very true. Thank you, Facebook. Thank you, Zuck.
It doesn't want to make you sad, so it just doesn't even
what
say.
Facebook did this one event a couple days ago where Zuckerberg was talking about the new technology they're going to use. And one of the big ones was chatbots. They're trying to perfect the chatbot.
For what? To pretend that you have friends?
For...
So you get all of these chatbots as friends and no one knows if it's a chatbot or not?
That was my first
thought. And so everyone's like, look at producer Danny. He has 800 friends on Facebook, but surprise, only 3 of them are real. And he's never spoken to them.
I mean, he's spoken to all the fake ones, though, multiple times.
No, that's what I'm saying.
They all have different personalities.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you see him with, like, 6 message tabs open, but they're all chatbots.
It's like, Charlie, I can't do my homework right now. I'm trying to talk to Charlene.
I'm talking to my friend Jose, who lives in Acapulco. I met him on spring break. He's really cool, and he really is invested in what I have to say.
I met him on spring break while I was in my room alone on Facebook. But no, they're trying to use it for just companies to use so that you could, like, chatbot, like, Apple, and Apple could get back to you with, like, customer service stuff, like, automatically.
It's a customer service chatbot? Well, that's a lot less fun.
Yeah.
The whole point of the chatbot is to be able to just try and break it best you can.
The one they're using, they're actually, I think they
You want to put Danny's mic on because he's had a lot of experience with this.
Well, I think that Chatterbot on the web, you know what I'm talking about?
Chatbot,
where you just
or what's it called? What's the acronym?
Is this the one that ends up, like, you get in a cycle of it asking you of you saying something and then it's like, how do you feel about that?
No, that's
Eliza.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's Eliza. Eliza's great.
Eliza's great. Yeah, that one's for, like, psychotherapy.
Eliza, to be totally honest, I think I've actually had some psychological breakthroughs with Eliza.
that reflects very poorly on you.
No, it just means my problems can be answered with simple questions. One in particular.
Like why are you doing this?
Yes.
Yep. Eliza just asks. Eliza goes in it and she asks you why do you do this, Zach?
Eliza's able to understand what we all already know.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Let's play another song.
I agree.
This is House of the Rising Sun by The Animals. That was Violent Femmes with Blister in the Sun off of their album Violent Femmes. And before that, obviously, House of the Rising Sun by The Animals, which I listened to at like 11 p.m. walking in New Orleans one time. And it was kind of a really good song.
That's one of those songs that I really enjoy writing to, I find.
I don't enjoy writing to music.
Creative writing.
I don't focus that much.
Oh, really? Creative writing, I always listen to music.
Frankly, I don't understand how you listen to music and like watch videos as much as you do while doing work. My brother does it too, but I don't produce as good work when I'm listening to, when I have any sort of interference. Even like white noise or something, because I have to focus on those words.
With math, I'm able to listen to music and do it with no problem. Videos are sometimes harder. With writing, I usually need silence. Actually, if I'm writing
anything... Not that you ever write.
Well, that's one of the reasons I really dislike writing so much, is because I can't listen to music while I'm doing it. I just actually can't.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm saying that, no, I like, not the fact but that you don't like writing, but the reason for it is just odd.
Yeah, I can't, like... I just get so distracted by the music, I can't actually, like, formulate full sentences.
Well, yeah, that's why you turn it off.
Yeah, exactly, but I don't like turning it off.
All right.
Yeah, that's basically it. Violent Femmes, that's what I'd consider a perfect album, personally. That's actually good, happy, sunshine music.
I haven't listened to the whole album. I still think my favorite album is London Calling. That's what I think is
best
album.
That's also a perfect album.
Yeah.
I think Lost in the Supermarket is probably one of the most underlooked Clash songs.
The one problem with Lost in the Supermarket is it's not got a lot of depth. It's great. It's great to listen to and all that, but it's just not got a depth of lyrics that some of the other ones do.
I think it's pretty. I mean, it's not like hard to figure out. You know, it's just someone being taken away by consumerism,
and it doesn't have the same. Yeah, it's not got the lyrical depth necessarily. It still has good music, but it's not as lyrically deep as, say, Straight to Hell off of Combat Rock, which is an amazing song.
I mean, they're deep in different ways, I think.
Yeah, no.
Whereas Straight to Hell is so personal, mm-hmm. I'd say a Lost in the Supermarket is a lot more general, but just kind of like...
Yeah, no, it's a really well-done song.
Yeah,
nonetheless.
Extremely well-done.
Yeah, top to bottom, that album's really good. And it's got, like, a lot of... They're experimenting with so many different styles mm-hmm. over the course of it. Like, you go all the way from reggae to country with Jimmy Jazz. Mm-hmm. Obviously, but the Clash.
Yeah, and there's the obvious milieu. Elvis parallels too.
Yeah, and then you even have a song about safe sex, which is unexpected.
That's not off of
Lover's Rock.
Oh, you're thinking Lover's Rock. I thought you were talking Protex Blue.
No, Lover's Rock is definitely about safe sex.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought you were talking about Protex Blue, which is track 11 off of their first album. I used that in a secret code once. It was fun. The Clash, the Violent Femmes, actually two kind of similar bands.
A bit.
If you look at them in kind of a... If you step back and look at them. But yeah, no, Violent Femmes is probably one of the best albums that's ever been made, in my opinion. Because you've got Blister in the Sun, you've got Added Up, you've got Kiss Off, you've just got an entire list of very good songs that they stand alone, but together they just form a really solid cohesive whole. There's no bad song off that album.
Yeah, Lover's Rock is definitely, it's not necessarily about safe sex as in like use of a condom, it's more about don't make a stupid mistake. That's hence the line, but nobody knows the poor baby's name when she forgot that thing that she had to swallow. Which is obviously the birth control pill. So yeah,
so good, so good. Yeah. A little. I mean, the Clash have a tendency, and it's not that I dislike this tendency to kind of hit.
Oh, we'll talk about this after this. We can talk about this after the show. We have to wrap up here. You've been listening to Word of the Day on WMFO in Medford. I've been Charlie.
I've been Zach, and Danny has been absent.
And he came in. Chris will be back next week. In case you missed him. In the meantime, this is Smash Mouth off of All Star Smash Hits with Walking on the Sun.
Mouth sounds.
It ain't no joke.
Tears because the baby's life has been revoked. The bond is broke, got so choke up and focus on the close up. Mr. Wizard can't reform. No God like Hocus Pocus. No.